Evening rendition of The Loft tonight. Frank Y on the set. Rose is taking over. Alright, it's gonna be some great music for you here at midnight on WMFO 91.5 FM.
Sick. break sky lights up the grid we live in. Dizzy when we talk so fast. Fields of numbers streaming past. I wish we were farmers. We knew how to grow sweet potatoes and milk cows. I wish we were lovers, but it's for the best. Tonight your ghost will ask my ghost, where is the love? Tonight your ghost will ask my ghost, who here is in line for a raise? Tonight your ghost will ask my ghost, where is the love? Tonight your ghost will ask my ghost, who put these bodies between us?
We're coming on. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour, the first hour you'll be listening to on a Friday. It's currently the last episode of the semester.
Woo, That's wild. You did it. You made a show.
Yeah, did a full set of show.
Oh, I thought you were celebrating that the show was ending.
We'll be back. We'll be back next semester.
Unless we aren't.
One single tear drop. Oh.
No, I'll be back. I'll be back.
You'll be back?
Much like Terminator.
If you'll have me, I'll be back.
Yes. Yes. Well,
I'll be back.
Be back. Anyway, as you can hear, we have guests in the station. They are familiar faces if you were around 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, hi.
Hello. Hello.
Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Why, sure. I'm DJ Remedy.
I'm David.
Didn't you come up with a DJ name last time?
No.
DJ Lame.
No. Well, last time I introduced myself as David. Just David.
Just David. Oh, right, and then you became DJ JD from Jonah.
I don't remember that. I must have expunged that from my mind.
Expunged it? Was that traumatic for you?
I don't want to think about it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
So we're going to be playing Super Fight.
Yeah, it's a very special episode. We're going to be basically... We'll put on some music in the background. We'll ID it on Spinatron. But we are going to be playing a game called Super Fight.
We're testing this to see how it goes, to see if it's a viable thing that we can do.
Yes. Okay. So, let's see. We'll turn the aux on finally. We'll say we had the metric of the week that was played clearly. Calculation theme with old from the reversed album Old World Underground. Where Are You Now? It's definitely a very underrated track that I actually don't listen to enough on their album. It's really low key. I mean, Metric actually is coming out with new music within the next couple weeks, and I am quite excited. It is, again, my favorite band of all time. It will always be. And I'm seeing with a friend actually this summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're touring with Smashing Pumpkins. I didn't think they were still making music. I assumed that
Smashing
they were.
Smashing Pumpkins or Metric?
Smashing Pumpkins. I don't know. I always thought it was like a relic of like the early 2000s that just never got revived again.
Right, right.
Like, I don't know. Do you know? Can you name one track from
No. I definitely can't. The closest I get is there's a Homestar Runner animation that involves decomposing pumpkins, and that's basically it.
Yeah, David, I know one song, and I couldn't tell you the name of it, but I know the chord progression for it, and I'm actually not quite sure if it's actually the Smashing Pumpkins.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
It's fine.
Valid.
That's very valid. But, anyway, so, We're going to start. So here's how Super Fight works.
Right.
For those who do not know what it is a game where you, isn't it? Yeah, so one of my friends gave me a Vanguard starter called Maringal, and it is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
That is completely unrelated to Super Fight.
But for good luck, I play it.
Vanguard at some point.
Yeah, my friend taught me how, and it's actually pretty fun. I'm terrible at it, but it's okay. So the game is basically a game of fighting over who would win in a fight. And so, youngest player starts first.
That's gonna be you.
That's me. I'm a youngin. And so, me and my opponent are gonna draw 3 character cards and 3 attribute cards.
We'll get some, like, card flipping ASMR in there, like...
Oh my gosh, that's actually so good. That's actually really good. Like, you just kind of, like, you...
Oh, some card shuffling.
This is card shuffling.
Some, like, a little bit of...
Yeah, that's actually really good. Oh my gosh. Like, okay, so we have 3. And so you pick, like, the best character and best attribute, or perhaps best synergy between the two. And then you draw a random attribute. Because some attributes are not very good. Such as, I'm looking around here.
Oh, I've got one.
And you got one?
I had one in my starting hand. It was carrying way too many grocery bags.
Yeah, so you wouldn't pick that in your hand, but, you know, you could draw that off of your deck. And so it is up. See, we got 3 of us here, so basically whoever's not doing will be a tiebreaker. Or you can call in.
And tell us who you think would win in a fight.
Yeah, exactly. You can call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Call in. You can even put your... We can put you live on air, and you can actually weigh in on this debate. We're hoping that... let's see. Actually, I'm actually going to message my high school, group chat right now, because I feel like this would be the easiest way to get the most amount of people.
Also, like, this will make a lot more sense once we actually start playing.
Yeah. There was a win condition, I guess, of having your set win, but I think the most fun part is trying to figure out who that is. And we also do have location and scenario cards, courtesy of the anime deck. So
that'll be fun.
That'll be fun. Let's see. I'm doing this in all caps on air.
Quality content.
Oh, it's very good. We can hear them, like, key typing.
Yeah.
This is the ASMR episode.
Oh my gosh, it is. .org.
We could lean in and whisper.
Yeah.
Bit of an alert.
There we go. Okay, so I think that's it. For now, I guess, actually.
Awesome.
I've got my first hand picked. Well,
your first hand. I think it's.
You're,
but
me.
Is it
DJ
you
Tolstoy?
David?
You're going first.
Yeah, I think so. I guess we can.
Or
now...
is it to your left?
It's to my left.
Oh, left is right. Right.
Yeah.
Left
you're
is
so
me.
Excited
I'm
though. I'm a little scared.
I'm so pumped.
I'm a little scared of like what
I
you've already picked.
I don't know what this card is, but I know what these two are.
Okay.
That's very good.
Oh my gosh, you already know. You don't even know who wins out. Like, what if this is you're
no.
putting all in?
I'm probably going to lose, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh, now I'm really excited. Okay, so all right, we're gonna put this thing on low. Let's see. There we go. And then right now you're currently listening to Frank Javsy with Million Ways to Love You.
I could show a million different ways to love you. Each try could grow.
It's a really good song.
Yeah, it's like
dreaming and always thinking of you.
Honestly, if you are interested in music production, really check out Frank Javsy, because he has a really good lot of
tutorials.
Yeah, a lot of good tutorials, especially for music genres. He got famous off of doing Vaporwave.
Oh,
that's
nice.
That's how I found him. Now he's really a thing. I think his volume 2.3 is the. Let's see. And.
What is this, by the way?
What is? I don't know. It was over.
Did someone else leave it here?
That's a good question.
It smells like peach.
For those of you at home, we're looking at what looks like a tiny USB stick.
Yeah.
See, it looks like it, but like, uncap it, and then like, it smells like peach.
I'm not putting this next to my face.
It's like
it looks like a tiny USB stick. It looks like it plugs into something, but it's definitely not a USB.
Yeah, no. Okay, smell it. Waft it.
I am not
going to smell
it.
Science
no. Class. Here. You can smell as much as you want.
Oh my gosh.
You can smell it through the cap, right?
Yeah, that's so weird. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like
that's
that.
That's a cursed object.
I'm going to put it over here, and I'm going to pretend it's not real, and I'm going to draw my character cards.
Okay. It's time to duel.
All right, so we have these three. This is going to be a heckin' good time. Ooh. Let's see. All right. Ooh. Okay, all right. Oh.
Okay.
Oh man, all right.
Build your fighter.
Heckin', all right.
I've chosen my
You've
champion.
Chosen? All right, wait, all right. You might as well like get your extra card right now too, while you wait.
Okay.
All right, in that case, David, do you wanna reveal first?
Okay, have you chosen?
Yeah, I've chosen.
Okay, you will be fighting against literally an insane clown posse.
Oh my gosh.
With super endurance. But
and?
They are also radioactive.
Okay, so, all right, we're gonna quickly ID this one.
You're the upper bound in the chains of my heart. You're my axiom of choice, you know it's true.
Let's see, this is currently Klein 4 with finite group, symbol group of order 2, request by David. So good. So here's what you're fighting. You're fighting Vegeta.
Oh no.
From Dragon. And he can throw sticky bombs.
Okay.
And he's armed with a crowbar.
Okay.
Oh, buddy,
that's not good.
Endurance is one thing.
I'm also radioactive. I don't know how Vegeta.
He can take the long range game and just throw sticky bombs.
I don't know how your clowns deal with radioactivity.
No,
right?
Well,
yeah.
If they are radioactive, they must be immune to it, right?
I mean, I don't know.
Technically, isn't everything radioactive?
A little
so
bit.
I would assume that this card means like is dangerously radioactive.
Right.
Yeah, but.
Does that just mean like the insane clown like posse is just like developing cancer by like?
Okay, yeah, but the cancer is not going to kill my insane clowns in any reasonable amount of time.
Okay, that's fair. Unless Vegeta just keeps running for years.
Okay, so what happens is Vegeta can fly, right?
Yeah, sure.
So it's not looking too good for my insane clowns.
No, they could start building. It's not all that many of them. I was gonna say they could start building.
It's just a posse.
Like, a pile of
how
people.
How big is
to
a posse?
In.
Like 5 or 6?
I would say a posse is anywhere between 4 to 12 people. Beyond 12, it is at that point just a crowd.
Okay. So.
Okay, so here's.
And,
what,
but they're normal people. Maybe in a berserker state, but not that powerful. In comparison to Vegeta, Vegeta's like. Literally, even in the beginning of the show, he can just decimate mountains.
So here's how this fight happens, right? My insane clown posse.
Okay.
We're all together. We laugh hysterically as we like twirl our sharp clown knives, and then we get obliterated by some sort of energy blast from Vegeta.
Oh my gosh!
Okay, so cool. So Vegeta wins.
Yeah, Vegeta wins this one. I'm gonna give this one to Vegeta.
Okay.
I'm not gonna argue.
All right. That was a quick two-way.
A decisive round.
That was a decisive round.
This one will also be decisive because you, as Vegeta, are fighting against a mermaid
okay.
who shoots glitter and is armed with Cupid's bow.
Oh my gosh.
One of those was random.
One of those is at random, and I'm so happy. I see armed with Cupid's bow now, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, because
right.
you can, if you shoot Vegeta, he
if
suddenly
I can hit
falls
Vegeta,
in love with you.
That's the thing.
So that's assuming, well, what, like, do you think that the, okay, this is now Transviolet with the Hamptons. There you go.
Nice.
So the thing about, like, the thing is that this is assuming that the mermaid can land a shot on Vegeta.
See, sure.
Wait, let's, where are we, wait, where are we fighting?
But can I?
I think where we're fighting matters a lot for a mermaid.
That's okay. That is fair. But can I like give it a little twist? Can
sure.
I twist a little bit? Can I add a little bit of a twistery?
Okay.
See, I think shoots glitter in this case isn't so much that she like creates glitter, as she is able to shoot glitter with the bow. And considering that deadly aim, I think that she's going to be able to hit Vegeta, who is a much larger target than glitter.
You're
I
see what you're doing. You're saying that if she were shooting at glitter as a target,
she
using
could
glitter
hit it.
As a target.
She shoots glitter.
Oh, like she's that accurate.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
I'm
glitter
give it a
can't
bit of a
grab.
Twist.
But
glitter
what if
can't
Vegeta
move,
just
though.
Grabs the arrow? Like, you just...
Boom. I don't know that... Well, but then isn't he still piercing his hand with it?
No, but if he grabs
no,
the...
No, like Loki
the
in the Avengers when he just grabs the arrow.
Yeah.
There.
Well, yeah. But if he crushes it, then he's still being pierced by Cupid's arrow.
It's
well,
not
he's not.
Him.
He can just stop some momentum and
puts it down. You
can't
get pierced by the
just
shaft.
Just sets it down?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I don't think you can get pierced by the shaft.
No. But like, if you break the shaft, then it could be sharp enough to pierce.
But that's not the arrowhead.
Yeah, that's
okay,
not the arrowhead.
Okay, alternatively, she just shoots three arrows.
He's super fast. He is literally...
He's
like,
very fast.
He's
see, I'm not gonna... I'm doing my very best with what I got.
I understand that.
What I'm saying.
But I'm still standing, like, pretty sentry at, like...
Okay, in that case, I don't think she goes for him. I think she tries to shoot the sticky grenades.
Sticky grenades. Okay, but what if he doesn't use them? He just goes and just beats her
with
the crowbar.
Thing. No, that's the thing. I'm trying to shoot and activate your grenades.
Oh, interesting.
I'm trying to turn your strength into your weakness.
But are grenades capable of love?
Just...
Oh my gosh! No, what if that just neutralizes the sticky bombs? And so he
what are you talking about?
Why would it neutralize?
Well, yeah, because the love arrows wouldn't cause an explosion.
Right.
I feel like they totally would.
Okay, but I feel like you'd survive.
Well, this
an
is
explosion.
All predicated on you being able to hit Vegeta in the first
See,
place.
See, that's very true.
And I don't know if we've been able to prove yet that a mermaid...
She shoots glitter, but glitter isn't very fast.
Right.
And Vegeta is very, very fast.
Very fast.
Well, okay, where
we
is...
We can do space travel.
Where is our destination and what is our...
Well, where are we fighting?
And what's our scenario?
Okay, we're on Okishima Island, Battle Royale Island, and it's the baseball episode.
Didn't we just get these? We should shuffle this.
Yeah, we should shuffle it. We were playing this earlier.
Okay. Here, wait. Let's shuffle it next to the microphone. There
oh
we go.
Oh my gosh.
This isn't looking very good for you. You really need some
You're
sort
of
water.
You're in the middle
of
school play? In a bathhouse.
Oh, you have water.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so we are in a bathhouse, but it is in the middle of a school play. See, I don't think Vegeta would want to disappoint children.
Oh, he would. He doesn't care about children.
I don't know much about Vegeta.
I don't think Vegeta cares about children. Get out, small humans.
Well, you are in your element of the water.
I am.
But I think
element.
Vegeta would be able to fly through just out of the bathhouse.
Yeah, and, I don't know.
And then just drop sticky bombs on until it blew it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go with Vegeta on this one.
All right. Well,
Rose, you've won. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna go to Disneyland?
How about Sedona, Arizona? Oh my gosh. You're taking, now this is a meet ski with first love, late spring. Okay,
so now here's the problem. I have a powerful character in my hand.
Right.
But I've never seen any of the media that this character is in.
We
I know they're powerful.
We can help you out if we've seen it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or we can just use the Wikipedia page, because that's what I did for Guts from Berserker.
Okay, well then I have selected my champion.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. Is it going to be between you guys? Like, is that what we're... Are we rotating again? Like, so that...
Oh, that's no good.
Oh, no. Oh, oh no.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, oof.
Oof. I felt a little sweat right there.
Let's see. I'm really debating between two power cards. Rose, can I show them to you and have
yeah.
you...
Yeah.
Help me decide.
Oh.
Top or bottom?
See, it's very...
defensive versus offensive.
And it's also, it really depends on who your opponent is.
It's true.
I'd
you
say,
know what?
Well, we put both cards
I'm gonna
down.
I'm going to say the top one because I feel like it's more versatile. And I can explain what
so
it is.
Top?
Yeah, I'm going to say top.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready. I've never been more ready in my life.
My fighter is the Doctor.
Ooh.
I assume it's from Doctor Who.
Yes.
I've never watched Doctor Who, so this will be interesting. He can control all animals, and he just drank 5 energy drinks.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Mine is everyone at an anime convention.
Okay.
Whose souls are bound in a suit of armor.
Okay. One collective suit of armor.
Or...
It says a suit of armor.
That's true. Okay, yeah. Or everyone in an anime convention,
their collective soul is bound in one suit of armor?
Sure. It is the anime convention. This is the lifeblood of the anime convention.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And they are armed with catarangs.
Catarangs?
Now, I don't know what a catarang is.
I
if anyone could call in and help.
I think
please.
It's like I think it's like Batarangs, but Catwoman. That's my theory.
I'm looking Catwoman it up right have, now.
Well, like, that's the thing. I don't even think she has Catarangs.
Like Catarangs. They might just be cat orangutans.
Okay, because I can control those.
No, because this has a G at the end. It's not an orangutan.
I imagine it being like Batarangs.
Okay. So they're Batarangs, but they're cat-shaped.
Yeah, yeah. Which is, can we all agree, adorable?
Yes.
Okay, so now here's the thing. Are the people...
Jury enters this in.
Okay, yes. Are the people who go to anime conventions animals?
No.
Have they ascended to a higher form?
DJ Tolstoy.
No. Because I don't think we can call humans animals and have
totally
that card.
They totally are animals.
No. But, okay. Then that card is just super overpowered because it is the possession card, but constant.
No, we're talking.
No, but you're
we're
no
not
longer
talking about,
an animal. You're bound in a suit of armor.
I'm bound in a suit of armor. That is true.
Yeah.
But
so
you have
now
the soul
I feel like
of
you're
an
in a, you're a mystical form.
No. You can't control me anymore.
Yeah, you can't do it anymore.
Okay. Then I. Okay, where are we fighting? That determines
where
a lot
are we
of what
fighting?
I can
we
do.
We are fighting in a maid cafe.
And everyone happens to be naked.
Okay, does that mean the armor's stripped, or does that count as skin?
No, your soul is bound in it. It becomes you.
Okay.
Like, if the armor were wearing clothes, then
that would be
clothes.
The armor would have been in a maid suit, but unfortunately, everyone just happens to be naked.
Okay.
Okay, we're doing Claro's Flaming Hot Cheetos.
So now, are people at an anime convention fans of Doctor Who?
Some of them.
I'm sure that there's some.
Sure.
Because I feel like there would be an internal struggle between the diehard Doctor Who fans.
No, I feel like this is one entity, and I don't think it would be conflicted. If we have to assume that everybody's willing to fight here.
Okay.
In order for Super Fight to work as a game.
Okay.
Because otherwise, or maybe they don't fight. Maybe they just get along and have
the UN.
I would like to point out that in the previous round that we played this, your fight between DJ Tolstoy almost ended in a lesbian relationship.
That's true, but we agreed that wouldn't have been great for the super fight.
Yeah, also. And also I think...
it would have been really super.
It would have been super.
But...
Okay, so as the Doctor, I can control squirrels, and since Squirrel Girl can take down Thanos, I can control all animals. I can control animals, which includes squirrels. And which means I can become Squirrel Girl.
No, Squirrel Girl has the powers of a squirrel
as
well.
But she can also communicate with squirrels.
She
But I also
that's
have
like
the
one
power.
Aspect of her power.
I also have the powers of the Doctor. I don't know what that means. But I also just drank 5 energy drinks.
You're very, very, very energetic.
Oh, this is so good.
Okay, so let's see.
Rose, I don't know that we're going to be able to have more of a cohesive discussion.
Yeah, this is really hard because
I
control animals, but there aren't very many animals near a maid cafe. The maid cafe would probably be in the city.
Or wait, wouldn't the maids be like people?
No, because we agreed people, we couldn't do people.
Yeah, I was going off of
the possession power of a pet.
Because I was going along the lines of the reason anime convention people would be animals is because they're barbaric.
Oh my gosh.
Ruled that I can't control them, so that doesn't matter.
Okay, but I will say maybe the attendees of the maid cafe could be considered
animalistic.
That feels really like wicked bad.
I understand that humans are technically animals, but I don't think control all animals applies to humans.
I thought you said control alt animals. No. Like control alt delete.
Okay, so let's see. I summon all the pigeons in the area. I control all animals. I just call all the pigeons in the city, plus all the rats and the mice.
What are they going to do against a suit of armor?
Just swarm you.
I don't know. Even if they fill up the suit of armor, the armor will still move. Because the soul is not. I assume this is like owl rules, so they would have to be able to take off the blood seal.
I don't know what that means.
Because the way that the suit of armor is bound by the show I think they're referencing is that there's like a seal on the armor, and then like if the seal, that's what's tethering the soul to the armor. And if you take off that seal or like scratch it out, then the soul gets released and it's no longer working.
The doctor also has the sonic screwdriver, which it messes with metals.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, then he would instantly resort to that, unless he had some other ability that I am not aware of.
But he doesn't like violence.
Okay, well he's in super fight.
We
get rid of all.
We had Gandhi with Excalibur, and we never debated him going, oh, maybe I'll just hunger strike.
Well, no,
we did. Wait, when?
Me and Sterling had a huge argument about it.
I thought that was assumed that there was going to be violence.
So the doctor pulls out his sonic screwdriver, does his doctor stuff, and wins the fight.
And then he collapses because of his energy drinks. It's a draw.
I don't know.
He doesn't die, though.
He doesn't die. He's just crashed.
Okay.
And then I summon all the little critters of the world to take me to the hotel. Yeah.
All right.
So we're actually on halftime right now.
Oh.
Are we ready? We're ready for a PSA halftime break?
Yes, of course. May I read it?
Yeah. All right.
Oh, this is the best part of the whole thing.
DJ Remedy had a specific one she wanted to do.
Of course. It's the one I always do. Yeah. Where in the world is... hang on. I just got to... Oh, jeez. Here we are. Walking is good exercise, PSA. Should we pull down the music a little bit for it?
Yeah, sure. By the way, this is Boyish by Japanese Breakfast from the album Soft Sounds from Another Planet, her newest album.
Ooh, nice.
Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge. It's a distance that can be walked in around 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, it'll burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. This has been a public service message from WFMO.
No, it hasn't. It has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Reform Radio. That's the second time I've called this place Woofmo.
See, now it's become a part of it. Like, I think I've actually started to slip in calling it Woofmo, because that's like the only way I know it now. And it's really funny. And I still think that there should be a frequency that's just 91.7 and it's just dogs.
It's just dogs and it's called Woofmo.
Woofmo. And then, if you get enough volunteer hours, you can play with the dogs.
That's real good.
I feel like we would get, so much more participation. But anyway, we're going to resume with some more music. Woofmo.
Okay, DJ Tolstoy.
Yes.
Are you prepared to face the doctor who can control all animals and just drank 5 energy drinks?
Ooh, we're gonna see. I have to actually relook at
We can't phone. Just say, we'll just see. We just cut to ad breaks, and now we're cutting back.
Well, I'm currently IDing the song.
That's like, find out next time on Dragon Ball Z. Actually, as the start of an episode.
Okay, speaking of, we're actually...
Again? Is Vegeta back?
It's Goku!
Are you kidding me?
Which is even
stronger, even better. Oh, no! Yeah.
Okay, and then also can leech the opponent's health when touched.
Hey, is this from Valhalla?
It is Valhalla. It is Believe in Me Who Believes in You.
Okay, so your random attribute better be something like...
Dies
instantly or something.
Dead. Oh, man.
Come on. Please. I believe in the heart of the cards.
I believe in my heart. Like, let's see if our believing is hard enough. It's drunk.
You're fighting drunk Goku, and what's his?
That leeches opponent's health when touched.
When touched. Okay.
So
well,
you
the
can't...
doctor. Well,
okay.
Well, if Goku can touch the doctor, Goku will win regardless.
Well, no, I think that drunk Goku desperately wants to give the doctor a big hug.
Yeah, oh man, Goku would be a friendly drunk.
Yeah, I don't think he necessarily wants to fight. I think he's just going to passively try to kill the doctor.
Yeah, I think that would work. So, I think he would bear hug the doctor
in that
to
case,
death.
Given that that's his attack strategy, what's the doctor's? Because the doctor is hyper aware. He's okay. Focused, he knows it's
well,
a fight, he
I have
go down
the,
with one.
The only thing I come up with is I have the Wikipedia page for the Sonic Screwdriver. And nothing seems relevant except for tracking alien life, but tracking Goku doesn't seem like a problem here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Goku's
now,
inside.
Is Goku an animal?
No, but you can control animals.
Is Goku an animal?
Oh, but you can't just hug Goku with a bunch of animals because he'll leech the power off of them.
Well, he leeches the opponent's health. Does he leech the animal's health?
The
animals aren't the
that's
opponent.
That's a good question.
They're innocent bystanders that I'm throwing to their deaths.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
But I feel like,
Fair's fair, I suppose, sir.
I don't know. But
I don't know.
Goku's fast.
So, well, here's the
and
thing.
So,
I
what
don't...
if he has his sights set on the doctor, and he's ready to hug the heck out of this doctor?
Yeah, I don't know how the doctor will kill Goku.
Also,
that's
one thing we
that's
didn't
true,
go
yeah.
over. One thing we didn't go over is the fact that whoever wins these rounds of Super Fight becomes the new DJ Tolstoy.
So far, DJ Tolstoy is just getting on the Dragon Ball Z characters and is winning.
Is winning.
Right. So, I mean, I don't
okay,
mind,
well, I don't know. I'm sure some diehard Doctor Who fans out there are just screaming at the radio right now.
Right, well, you could call it.
Yeah, but they didn't call it.
It's the fact that he can time travel, like, anywhere.
Okay, so I time travel in my TARDIS to, I don't even know if I can kill baby Goku.
I don't think
Baby Goku killed his own, grandfather accidentally.
Okay, so I can't even kill baby
Goku.
Did he
really?
Yeah, no, he actually...
What?
When Bulma found Goku, he was living alone because he, he's like, I don't know why, but my grandpa's dead. And it turned out that he had turned into his giant King Kong Saiyan form.
Oh, yeah.
And crushed his own, adopted father/grandfather, because he was from another planet anyway.
Oh, yikes.
Okay, well, as the doctor, even though I can control animals, I don't think my offensive capabilities are
right,
good enough to defeat
Goku.
Right,
because I don't think you can necessarily defeat Goku. Like, I think you could prolong the battle, but I don't think you could defeat him.
Okay, what if I...
He's drunk and he is here to hug.
Yeah.
I've got nothing. You win.
Woo!
Now, I have built, I think, the perfect counter.
Okay, I'm ready.
I don't know my last card, but the first two. First of all, I'm a cactus. Good luck trying to hug me. Second of all, I just went Super Saiyan.
Super
Saiyan cactus.
I'm also the queen of the sailor soldiers.
Don't know what that means.
For Sailor Moon.
Okay.
I'm just imagining this glowing yellow cactus.
Okay, so if you're the queen of the sailor soldiers, does that mean?
Speaking of, we'll do Sailor Team by Macross
89. Does that mean you have the sailor soldiers at your command?
At my command and disposal.
This is
also
the
you're
sailor
drunk.
Team.
Also. Good luck trying to hug me. I'm a cactus.
Well, I don't think Goku would mind the cactus part.
I mean, if he hugged you, he would. He wouldn't.
Yeah, he'd be sedated enough.
Would Super Saiyan cactus needles kill someone?
Well, no. But here's the question: would he even go after the cactus? Because he doesn't necessarily see the cactus as a threat.
Okay.
But it's a Super Saiyan cactus.
That is true, I suppose.
And so
you lost the element of stealth when your hair turned yellow.
I lost
yellow.
The element of stealth, but I gained the element of I'm a Super Saiyan and Goku hasn't gone Super Saiyan.
Oh my gosh, what if Goku thinks it's like Vegeta and it just spirit bombs him because he thinks it's not?
He wouldn't. Okay, it's not like he has an instant spirit bomb reaction to seeing any sort of Saiyan.
Fair.
And our Super Saiyan, I don't really know how powerful the Super Saiyan is, but is Super he resistant Saiyan. To what to Goku's attacks?
Like,
can
impervious.
He survive? Well, not impervious, but
it's
dude, does
like
he not
a
get
multiplier?
Does
then,
he not
like,
get insta killed by Goku's attacks?
I don't think you get insta killed.
No, no.
But I think the problem is it's almost like a standoff because
I would launch needles at Goku.
But can a cactus do that?
I think a Super Saiyan cactus could.
But
if a super, well, if the cactus can move,
fire off my needles like a machine gun.
If the Super Saiyan, I think a Super Saiyan cactus. Now, I've never watched Dragon Ball Z, but I think a Super Saiyan cactus is able to move and is therefore able to throw needles.
Okay, if that's,
I move very fast too because I am a Super Saiyan.
Right. But, okay, the problem is that you fire the first volley of needles, I assume.
I fire some, sure.
And that's not going to take down Goku. Goku's Goku. He's unbelievably powerful.
Goku isn't Super Saiyan, though.
He's
this
not
is normal
Saiyan.
Goku.
Normal Goku
normal
is unbelievably
strong.
He still took down mountains also in, like, the beginning of the series. Like,
forget. But the legendary Super Saiyan Broly would have killed him if he hadn't gotten the power from Vegeta and Piccolo and Trunks. And so, if we're assuming that this cactus has gone Super Saiyan, and he doesn't have the ability to draw on the energy of his friends, then if he can't draw on the energy of the world, then he can't perform the spirit bomb.
Okay, but not the spirit bomb Kamehameha. That's pretty
he
good
could
enough
do a
too.
Kamehameha, but at the same time, I think the cactus is fast enough to just dodge out of the way or fire back its own Kamehameha.
The cactus also has the help of all the sailors, soldiers.
I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know if
a cactus has that power.
Yeah, like we
it
can,
is Super Saiyan, but okay.
Yeah,
okay, so
can,
wait,
I would allow shooting needles, which
shooting
is already
needles.
A lot.
Okay, cool.
But like,
which is already a lot.
I don't know if I think because the thing is, Kamehameha has a technique.
Oh yeah.
What's the relative power of
the
Goku
sailor
to
soldiers?
The sailor soldiers?
I don't know, but can a cactus command sailors? I guess
yeah.
It already is.
It is the queen. It became the queen somehow.
If that's like asking, can a cactus go Super Saiyan?
That's
the
fair.
Question is not can it, but it's a fact
it's
that
done.
It did.
That's fair.
Was Cactus your best character?
Oh, it was. My others were all terrible. I was just really lucky that the attack strategy for the last round was hug.
You suggested that.
I did.
Okay, well,
I'm actually not a million miles away. That's all right. This is, by the way, this is also another Macross 8299 song. This is featuring Sarah Bonito from Cara Cara Bonito.
Hey!
Yeah, and it's Horsey from the album A Million Miles Away.
Nice.
Okay. I'm still not convinced that, like, Goku would be able to take down. I feel like, because his win condition is that he just, what if he just uproots the cactus? Like, he just lifts it up.
I don't think that kills the cactus. I think the cactus has to be, like, destroyed.
Okay.
Pulverized.
So, again, a good, strong Kamehameha. Or even, what's his weight? Let me see, actually. Let me check Goku. I think he actually learned something from King Kai. Moves.
Okay, but then we also have the Sailor Soldiers.
Right.
All of the Sailor Soldiers. This is a, like, 8-on-1. Or no, it's a 10-on-1, including the cactus.
See, okay.
And, like, Goku's good against single targets, but when he's up against multiple people, it's difficult without an AoE like the Spirit Bomb.
Right. Let's see. Oh, we got this other one. All right. Let's do Crab Rave. And yeah, it's called Crab Rave. Noise. This is by Noise Storm. Noise Storm. Crab Rave. Okay. And Crab
Rave. But yeah.
So wait, run that by...
cactus. It's a 10-on-1, and Goku is good against fighting single targets, but if he doesn't have something that's area of effect, like the Spirit Bomb, it's going to be hard for him to take down everyone before someone else can interrupt his channel.
What about a Ki Blast? Like, basically an energy wave.
What about a Ki Blast? I don't think that a Ki Blast would be strong enough to take down the Sailor Soldiers.
It would still do something.
It'd do something, but then they'd get... Okay, imagine this. He gets one round of combat. He chooses the Ki Blast and hits everybody. Right. That's fine. And then the Sailor Soldiers each get one round of combat.
Okay, is this
and
the Dungeons
nine.
And Dragons?
See,
this...
if we're doing it like that, then yeah.
If we're doing...
I don't know.
Okay, we're not using Dungeons and Dragons rules because you can make peasant railguns with Dungeons and Dragons rules.
Okay, that's fair. But see, here's the thing. I think it's still a 10-on-1. Like, they're going to get 10 hits in, including a Super Saiyan Needle Blast. While he shoots off his key wave once.
Okay, so when do you guys want to call this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because it's up to me.
Yeah, David.
Okay, so now here's the problem. This is an extremely Dragon Ball Z heavy fight, and I know absolutely nothing about Dragon Ball Z, so I'm going to throw it to a random number generator.
Oh, wonderful. My God.
So, okay, if I get a 1, it's the cactus. If I get a 2, it is...
Goku.
It's Goku. Ready? Here we go. It's all a right. 2. Goku wins.
No.
Yes.
Okay, so
my
DJ...
cactus was built to destroy Goku.
DJ, you had a 50-50 shot, okay? That was pretty good.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, well, DJ Tolstoy looks like she's going to be able to keep her name.
Yeah. Thank gosh. Yeah, I don't even know what mistakes you put up. I know that...
I said my dignity.
Yeah, you put your dignity. What did you put up?
I put up something.
Okay, who's this?
I'll give you a D20. One from my collection.
Oh, that's actually really good. Whoa.
Okay, so who's up next?
So...
I mean, if we were rotating, that would be you.
I'd rot another 3.
Are we... I don't...
Are we rotating?
Oh, wait.
Because I haven't started.
Oh, is it me versus you?
Wait, didn't you guys start with you versus...
It started with you versus
me. Yeah,
with me.
Oh,
so
okay.
We should start... It should be me and DJ Remedy.
That's fair.
Okay, here we go.
We're getting a lot of redos. Okay.
Whoops.
Let's get. Okay, I got it. We're doing this one.
Here we go.
Yes.
3, 2, 1, flip it. No.
Okay, so I have a leprechaun who can make a force field while holding breath and is pregnant. Pregnant leprechaun.
Okay.
A pregnant leprechaun.
See, here's the thing. It's interesting that you're pregnant because I'm a baby. I'm a giant squid armed with a keyblade, but I'm a baby.
You're a baby giant squid?
Excuse me.
Okay, where are we fighting? We need to know.
Okay.
I'm fighting from within your womb.
We need... I'm not pregnant with you.
That's a lot to think about.
Then you would be a fetus.
That's a lot.
You are a baby, not a fetus.
That's true. That's fair.
DJ Tolstoy, where are we fighting?
Where are we fighting and what's happening? DJ Tolstoy, get up from the ground. DJ Tolstoy has fallen over.
Okay, wait. Okay, we are fighting. This is an overcrowded subway car.
There's no water.
And winner is chosen by who screams the loudest.
You've got to be kidding me.
Ha! Not in real life, I don't think, right? Because we're not trying to peek the microphones.
Please, no.
Okay, I don't think a giant squid is capable of screaming.
No, I think I immediately lose.
Yes. I'm sorry.
that's the end of that round.
To be fair, I think I win regardless because a baby giant squid is just a squid.
It is a squid armed with a keyblade.
You can't move that though. You're a squid.
It's wrapped around one of my tentacles around it. I'm slapping you.
Are we going like Edo art? Like a fisherman's wife? Like,
let's not think about that. Let's think about that as little as possible.
Are we talking about the fisherman's wife some more?
No, we're not thinking about that.
Okay,
we are thinking about DJ Tolstoy's fighter.
Hey guys, this is a very good episode of the show. We talk about ASMR and the fisherman's wife.
Don't look it up.
It's pretty tasteful.
It is.
It's actually tasteful.
It is quite tasteful, considering.
Yeah. We're not. We're only alluding to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not endorsing kids. Go take a look at. No, I'm not going to finish that sentence because that would be an endorsement.
Right. Okay. Oh man, I kind of. So wait, what's your thing?
I'm a leprechaun who can make a force field while holding breath, but I'm also pregnant.
Okay.
Okay, so who are you gonna get? Like, okay. Gohan or something?
That'd be so funny.
You
but
got
no.
another Brian Gohan
scene. Oh my gosh. Okay, I got it. Oh man. All right. This is actually, I hope I get a good attribute because then this will be a good clincher.
Okay.
It's Mike Tyson.
Ooh.
He can only be killed by beheading.
Ooh.
How do I behead you?
And then throws bears.
Oh my.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I can make a force field while holding my breath.
But the bears are just going to bounce off the force field and still be a threat.
They're
going
to wait for you. They will wait for you.
Where are we? What's happening?
Oh yeah, where are we?
Okay, we are.
I need something with sharp objects.
Whoever's the most leprechaun-like wins.
This is a good. I guess this is a good hype me song. Let's see. Alex Cameron.
Alex Cameron. It's not running out of time. It's a different one. Though.
Yeah, this is a Marlon Brando.
This is Marlon Brando by Alex Cameron. My very eyes.
A vision on the arm of another man, but baby, this should come as no surprise.
My name is Marlon Brando.
Okay, let's see. Where are we fighting?
This is a shrine, and all punches and kicks cause giant explosions.
So that means that you could definitely, if you hold your breath long enough to get up close and punch him in the head once, you could behead him.
Yeah, I could knock his head off.
But is that a beheading or is it just a big burn?
That's a beheading.
Well, it would explode his head off, and you haven't given Mike Tyson any supernatural durability.
He is beheading a normal-ass dude.
Oh my gosh! I told you!
You had 10 minutes left too!
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh!
Anyway, so Mike Tyson as a normal human. It would be like detonating a bomb next to his face. I feel like that would blow his head off and cause a beheading.
I don't know. But okay, now, what if he had a bear blockade?
My strategy is I hold my breath and charge Mike Tyson.
So are the bears loyal to him, though?
I don't think it matters as long as you can cause like a rampage.
I'm so sorry.
Swear.
We're gonna need you to come back to.
No, you don't. That's
no,
the,
we
that's
need you to
thing.
Determine
I
the
do,
fight.
Apparently.
We need you to determine the fight. You're gonna have to come back. Okay.
See, you at least gave up your dignity as a prize. I just sort of lost it.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so let's see. Yes, as a leprechaun, my strategy: charge Mike Tyson while holding my breath. Hopefully, I can hold my breath long enough. To deliver a... Wait, I'm really short. How do I reach his head?
And that's not the only issue.
And I'm pregnant.
If you have your force field up, then you can't punch through your force field.
I can't punch through my force field. I'm pregnant, so I can't hold my breath and exert
also,
myself.
You don't have any supernatural durability.
I am a leprechaun.
That's not... Leprechauns are not known for being durable.
They're known for being Irish.
They're known for being Irish. Mean.
I don't know. How do I reach your head? How do I claw through the sea of bears to reach your head
Mike
and
Tyson
deliver a clue?
He's an unbelievable fighter. His claim to fame is that his fight lasted like 3 seconds. It was a giant pay-per-view fight, and everyone was putting all this money down to watch Mike Tyson fight. It's a boom.
Right,
and, like,
but I think the power.
Out, like, under, like,
I think
five
the
seconds.
Power of our. Our respective punches is irrelevant since all punches cause explosions and we are not supernaturally terrible.
Well, no, because here's the thing. Either one of you lands a punch or a kick and you both die because it's an explosion.
I don't know. I feel like
I think the bears is the biggest thing here, and I think that
it's up to you. It's up to you, DJ.
I think it's Mike Tyson.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay then.
Okay.
All right, DJ Remedy.
Oh shucks. Oh shucks. Oh no.
Man.
Oh, okay.
I'm really curious.
This is a good one. This is a really good one.
Okay.
I'm Pikachu.
Ooh.
I can take the form of anything I touch. Anything I touch. And I am also wearing rocket-powered roller skates. So I'm just going to blast towards you with the full speed of a Pikachu, wearing rocket-powered roller skates, touch you, and then take you down as you.
Oh, should we find out where we're fighting?
But you are also... I am you, but I'm you, but wearing rocket-powered roller skates.
Should we find out where we're fighting and what the scenario is?
So, okay. It's a creepy abandoned building.
I'm going to take the form of the building at first.
Okay.
And then because...
Oh, my God.
Wait, there might be some special modifier.
Let's see.
Oh, is the winner how loud they can scream?
No, we already did that.
We already did that.
What's the modifier?
Let's see, one sec. Girl in red. This is Girl in Red with I Wanna Be Your Girlfriend. This is a very good song.
I feel terrible.
I swear.
No, okay. You don't. Again, you don't. I did.
What do we got?
Okay. Okay, creepy abandoned building, and physics pretty much don't apply.
Okay, but that's normal. Okay, physics pretty much not applying. That's standard.
That's standard fare for Pikachu.
Yeah, that's standard
for
Pikachu.
Yeah, and, okay, I feel like Mike Tyson could use it to his advantage.
I think he needs... He'd take a little bit to get used to.
Right, and also, you have to remember, you can only be killed by beheading.
Oh, you're right.
So
how do you plan on beheading him?
How do I plan on beheading him?
Yes.
If you even behead him.
Does Pikachu know any sharp cutting moves? Hold on. I'll look it up.
Okay. I could alternatively just take the form of the wall, like of the floor, but a little bit higher up, and so like clip into his neck and separate his head from his body.
Oh my gosh, that's so metal.
It fits in with the theme of creepy abandoned house.
That actually does, though. I'm going to say this. The thing is that this is what's going to depend. What if Mike Tyson just connects his knockout punch on Pikachu before...
Pikachu can touch the floor of the house? I don't think that's...
Well, but not before it touched the floor. It's just a matter of, if Pikachu... Because you're trying to say that Pikachu will have to... Wait, how are you beheading him again?
The plan. You ready? Pikachu takes the form of the floor.
Okay.
And then, because Pikachu is taking the form of the floor, Pikachu is touching a wall. So Pikachu transforms into a wall. And then Pikachu is also touching the floor, so he becomes the floor again, but, like, slightly higher at Mike Tyson's neck level.
Oh, my gosh.
Which then destroys... separates his head from his... body.
Oh my gosh.
And beheads him.
That's metal. That's so metal.
And
that's
so that's
so
just
metal.
Three transformations. Boom, boom, boom.
So. Okay. Okay, first of all, this has been the Small Cactus Radio Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Man, I really was so close.
So close. You were so close.
Yet so far.
It's so far. Like, I feel like almost I need to retrain you for, like, the next season.
I think so.
Yeah.
I need to retrain my radio self. I'm going to go take on an internship at NPR.
Are you going to use me as a reference? Yeah, she's wearing my shawl.
I know, I've interned there before.
She's wearing my shawl. Yeah, she was on my show like twice and she wore both times.
Okay.
Yeah, I cried both times.
DJ Tolstoy, unless you can give me a convincing explanation of how you're going to take down Pikachu.